As we've now said goodbye to our lovely, lovely Francis plant last month, I thought this one is going to be dedicated to her because it's her last book, Brentwood, Our Heritage, which is being sold in, well, Waterstones. I go in to sign some of my books and I see Francis' book still there, all in the lovely blue cover. So I thought I'd give you 60 seconds of her blurb.
And just wanted to
As
say
in memory.
for people out there, Frances Clamp has been a guest on my show, Bob's show. She's been on with Scott Ross. It's very, very funny, very dry sense of humour as well. She had a little twinkle in her eye because she was a school teacher, wasn't she? So, she said, "I've
Wonderful.
dealt with everything in my life," she said, "because I was a school teacher." But she was a fantastic writer, very, very good on the radio, had a wonderful speaking voice. And I know you two are more or less best friends for a
Yeah.
very, very long time.
We were 30 years, and her funeral was attended by so many people, her colleagues, us, and some of her students, and some from the radio, and we miss her very much. So this is from Brentwood, Our Heritage by Frances Clamp, and here we go. Established in the 12th century as part of the pilgrim route used to reach Thomas à Becket's tomb, Brentwood has evolved into a town with its own personality and unique spirit. Using historical records, interviews with a range of local citizens, and a wealth of photographic material, this book explores various aspects of Brentwood's past, from trade and industry to religion and entertainment. The history of the town reveals many interesting stories, such as the time when the women of the town locked themselves in the ancient chapel, defying the local squire who wished to close it down. Also including a year in the life of Brentwood, detailing the town's most important events, such as the Strawberry Fair, Half Marathon, and the Christmas Street Fair.